Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Jo Curran is a primary school teacher with a passion for nurturing young minds. She began teaching in 1989 in Brisbane Catholic schools and aims to bring a relatable, tangible, everyday God to the lives of her pupils while continuing to nurture her own faith. Jo finds fulfillment in her marriage and as the mother of teenage sons and is a volunteer at St. Vinny's. The beach inspires awe and gratitude for her blessings.
Today, I am reflecting on the parable of the two sons from the Gospel of Matthew. In this parable, a father asks his two sons to go to work in his vineyard. The first son initially refuses, but later has a change of heart and goes to work. The second son immediately agrees to go, but fails to follow through. Jesus uses this story to illustrate the importance of commitment, honesty, actions, and acceptance. I believe these themes speak to the core of our character and our relationship with others. My old school motto, virtue non verbis, actions not words, kept coming to the forefront of my mind as I read and reread this parable. Actions, as emphasized in this gospel story, do indeed speak louder than words. It is relatively easy to speak of promises and good intentions, but it is ultimately our actions that define us and display who we are. I believe this is an ongoing journey of striving to be people of action, living out our values and commitments in tangible ways that make a positive impact on our lives and the lives of those around us. The value of commitment is certainly a key message in this parable. In our own lives, many of us feel stretched, stressed, and overcommitted, easy to do in our busy and business-driven culture. It's often hard to stay true to our core calling and commitment to our God, partners, family, and self. It's very important for us to take the time and space we need to be true to our word, honoring our commitments, promises, and relationships. True commitment requires a steadfast dedication to our responsibilities and obligations. Honesty, both to ourselves and to others, is also a vital lesson from this scripture. The second son may have verbally agreed to his father's request, but his actions spoke a different truth. We must be honest in our intentions and actions, aligning our words with our deeds. Self-honesty helps us recognize our strengths and weaknesses, and perhaps our tendency to overcommit. I also believe the scripture encourages us to practice acceptance rather than comparison. As a mother of two sons, I understand the dangers of comparing individuals to one another. Each person is unique, and comparison can hinder personal growth and erode self-esteem. Instead, we should accept ourselves and others for who we are, recognizing that we all have our strengths and weaknesses. And at different phases and stages in our lives, our ability to commit changes. Just as the two sons in the scripture had different responses at different times, we must learn to accept where we and others are at any particular moment. What someone can give may vary depending on their circumstances, and this understanding fosters empathy and compassion. For me, the commitment to my husband, living out the sacrament of marriage, is at the heart of my understanding and depth of the meaning of commitment. We commit to each other, not only on our wedding day, but each and every day, growing in love and understanding with the grace of God. Jesus, in contrasting two sons, one who initially refuses to obey his father, but later does, and another who agrees to obey, but doesn't follow through, highlights the importance of actions over empty words and relates to the religious leaders at the time's rejection of Jesus, despite their outward piety. It's a lesson about genuine repentance and faith. The parable of the two sons calls us to be people of commitment, honesty, action, and acceptance. It reminds us that our character is defined by our actions, not just our words, and that we should treat ourselves and others with kindness and understanding. Let us strive to live by these values, embracing our own journey and committing to be the best version of ourselves in each season of our lives. All of Jesus's parables conveyed a specific message to the people at the time, just as each one holds important lessons for our lives today. To help build a better relationship with God, as stated in Finding God Among Us, if we say yes, our actions are what really matters. God has invited each of us to work in the vineyard, to live our lives following his way. Maybe we give God a yes, but when it comes down to our daily actions, how well do we actually perform? Maybe we still act according to our own will with no regard for God. Perhaps we're as hypocritical as the church leaders and never intend on really changing any of our thoughts, words, or actions. In any case, our yes is only as good as our actions that come afterward. God doesn't expect perfection. He knows we're not capable. But giving God a yes means we're committed to living our lives according to God's way to the best of our ability. I believe the parable also illustrates that if we say no, we can always say yes later. God has asked us all to work in the vineyard, to follow his way, and often, without realizing, we say no. No takes many forms. Each time we turn away, we're saying no. Maybe we are already a believer, but in word only. Our actions perhaps don't match our words. Maybe we're afraid of failure or disappointing God, so we turn away. Perhaps we think our sins are repetitive despite our efforts. We just keep on repeating them, so keep turned away from God. We're all in the same boat here, in one way or another. But the beauty of this parable and of God's love and mercy is that no matter how many times we've said no, God is always pleased when we turn to him with a yes. God will never turn down a yes. God will never throw your previous no's in your face or hold them against you. We are never too far gone to turn our no into a yes. Finally, and my personal favorite, we are always welcome. One of the beautiful things about God is his enduring grace, forgiveness, and love for us. God doesn't give up on us, even when our backs are turned and we keep saying no. God patiently waits for the yes, our yes, in whatever form that yes takes. We are all God's children, beloved and welcomed. God is waiting with open arms, and there's room enough for all of us. Today, let's make our words and actions a yes.
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and The Grail at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.